Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So if you go online, Celeste, and type in dog fighting videos as a search command,
right,
you get literally thousands and thousands of entries. Listen to this one. So you're listening to what is actually graphic footage. Be glad that you actually can't see this. Listen to that. This video alone received more than 5 million views. It's a brutal, graphic depiction of an actual dogfight between two pit bulls. For many in America, the whole issue of dogfighting was raised by the conviction of football star Michael Vick for running a dogfighting ring. Vick was banned from the game. He's back now. But his conduct was condemned in the halls of Congress.
Barbaric! Let that word resound from hill to hill and from mountain to mountain, from valley to valley, across this broad land. Barbaric. Barbaric.
But there is nothing new about dogfighting. Yet in its brand new term, the Supreme Court is going to consider whether dogfighting videos, like the one you just heard, constitute speech so abhorrent, so barbaric, that those videos can be banned, like, say, child pornography. Or whether, no matter how ugly, does the First Amendment actually protect videos like this? In a sense, is it the same issue as in The People versus Larry Flint?
I like that I live in a country where I can pick up Hustler magazine and read it if I want to, or throw it in the garbage can if that's where I think it belongs. Or better yet, I can exercise my opinion and not buy it. I like that I have that right. I care about it. And you should care about it, too. You really should. Because we live in a free country.
That's actor Ed Norton playing Alan Isaacman in the movie People versus Larry Flint. Joining us now is Alan Isaacman, a First Amendment attorney who represented Larry Flint in that landmark pornography case. Alan Isaacman, good morning.
Good morning to you, John.
Do you think brutal, graphic dogfighting videos, and there's thousands and thousands of them online and for sale, are protected by the First Amendment?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right. Mary Lou Randor, who's the director of human-animal relations at the Humane Society of the United States, also joins us from Washington, D.C. Mary Lou, do you believe the First Amendment protects brutal dogfighting videos like the ones I just referred to?
Hi, John. As you know, I'm a psychologist, and what I do know as a psychologist is that witnessing violence like this has a very harmful effect on children, families, and communities.
So you would say the First Amendment does not protect it?
I would say that the psychological information has to be considered, and I'm not a legal expert.
But you want them banned. You would want, if it was up to you, you'd ban them, right?
If I were on the Supreme Court, yes, I would.
Adam Liptak joins us now. He covers the Supreme Court for our partner, The New York Times. Adam, explain what the court is going to consider here, and then we're going to try to recreate the arguments that may actually appear before the Supreme Court right here in the studio with our two guests, Alan Isaacman and Mary Lou Randor. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, John. The thing to remember is that this is a case about speech, not conduct. Every state bans dogfighting. Every state bans animal cruelty. The question is whether commercial trafficking in depictions of animal cruelty should also be a crime. So the guy at the center of the case the court is going to hear today, Robert Stevens, got 37 months in federal prison for selling a dogfight video, which is 14 months longer than Michael Vick got for organizing dogfights. Mm. And the question is whether a law that Congress passed in 1999 dealing only with depictions of animal cruelty runs afoul of the First Amendment, and whether for the first time since 1982 the court is going to find an area of speech that's so vile that it's going to put it outside the protections of the First Amendment.
All right, Alan Isaacman, First Amendment attorney, you represented Larry Flint. Is this a harder argument to argue for the depiction of conduct that's actually illegal in almost every state? Is it a harder argument than arguing for Larry Flint?
Well, almost anything is easier than arguing for Larry Flint sometimes. But I think the answer to the question is this particular argument should be considerably easier, in my mind, than the argument that we had. Because what we were talking about was injury to human beings. I mean, there wasn't any question that a considerable emotional distress was suffered by Reverend Falwell, who you know, who testified to that. And what we were talking about was something where there was a parody that actually made fun of a public figure.
Yours was a libel case. This is something quite different.
This is right. This is harmed animals. Now, in my mind, cruelty to animals is a terrible thing. But we don't treat animals the same way. I mean, most people eat animals. We do a whole lot of things. We test cosmetics on animals. We do a ton of things to animals that many of which, if I were writing the laws, we wouldn't do. But we don't treat them like we treat people. It's as simple as that. And so, therefore, it was an easier argument. I think saying that my case harmed people, this case harms animals.
Adam Liptak, you cover the Supreme Court for the New York Times, and I'm wondering, this is maybe a sticky legal issue, but, back in the arguments over child pornography, some of the arguments that were made, one of them was, we're talking about children who are coerced into doing this. In other words, these are minors, they're being forced into doing this, they're innocent victims. And it seems to me there's a parallel there, because dogs don't fight like this in real life, out in the natural world, one would say. And one of the arguments I've read is that this is another case in which they're selling videos that are made by coercing innocent victims. Is that going to play, do you think, in the Supreme Court arguments?
That may have an impact, but as Alan said a second ago, our society's commitment to the protection of animals is nothing like its commitment to the protection of children. So we have factory farming and pharmaceutical testing and so on, and it's not clear that that value on the other side of protecting animals, whether correctly or not, is going to be thought to be of the highest order necessary to overcome a First Amendment claim.
All right, Mary Lou Randour, Director of Human-Animal Relations at the Humane Society, how can you make an argument for special protection for this kind of depiction in a society where we slaughter animals every single day?
Well, I don't have to make that argument, because the point is about the commercial depiction of animal fighting is that it doesn't just harm animals. Certainly they're harmed. We see them being harmed. But there's a mountain of psychological evidence that witnessing such violence on the part of children and adults does psychological harm to them. So the harm isn't just to the animal. The harm is also to children, families, and our society.
So if you were in front of the Supreme Court, you would say it's the inflaming of the behavior of the people who watch this stuff that is the harm to society, and that's why we should protect this speech or ban this kind of speech. Alan Isaacman, is there any precedent for the court ruling on that argument?
For the most part, that argument is in our society has been rejected. I mean, the idea being that, look, it doesn't matter whether your speech is offensive, inflames people, it's unpopular. That's the speech that the First Amendment needs most to protect. Hmm. I mean, you don't need to protect popular speech that everybody agrees with.
All right, we're down to the last. Go ahead, Mary Lou, very quickly.
I just want to say it isn't that it inflames people or upsets them, that it causes psychological damage and harm that is long-lasting and that is passed on to other generations.
Well, we're getting a sense of the arguments before the Supreme Court. Adam Liptap, any sense on where the court might go with this? We're under a minute now.
This court is actually very protective of the First Amendment. Both the conservatives and liberal justices seem to think of the First Amendment as a value that they're really very concerned about. So I think it may be a little bit of an uphill fight for the people seeking to ban these videos.
Interesting argument, but there is a suggestion of the outcome. Adam Liptak covers the Supreme Court for our partner, the New York Times. Mary Lou Randour is Director of Human-Animal Relations at the Humane Society in the United States. And Alan Isaacman, First Amendment attorney who represented Larry Flynt in the People versus Larry Flynt. Thanks to all three of you.